Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What happens? Everything seems to fall out of line all of a sudden. Welcome back into Gwen and Chris here, everybody. Chris Hello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr. had the ball game today. I was gone for 9 days. Seemed like about 49 days.
And, did it really?
Yeah, seemed like it's been a lot. It was like forever ago to me that they went to Toronto and got swept and... After being swept by Seattle and 6-game losing streak, I felt like I needed to get back and like help save the day. But
which day did you leave again?
There was no return in sight. I left. I think it was last Wednesday. So I've been gone for an entire week, and you know, I missed a lot of poor baseball, really. I didn't miss today though. I didn't miss the poor baseball today. Padres fall to the Miami Marlins. 10-8 was the final. I guess if you want to look at it in one way, you can say this. Sometimes baseball works in the sense that you win a game that you have no business winning. That would be yesterday.
Yes.
And then you follow it up by losing a game you have no business losing.
Yeah.
And that would be today. I won't say that water finds its level because I gave up on that saying.
Thank you.
Several years ago.
Thank you.
But that's one way to make yourself try to feel a little bit better about today. I mean, the game they won yesterday, you know, it was only the second time in Padre history.
History.
That they were down 6-0 in the first inning and came back to win. Only the second time ever. The team's been around for 55 years.
That is crazy.
And that's happened twice. The last starting pitcher to give up 6 earned runs in the top of the first inning and still get the win was 1999 before last night.
And that's crazy.
And then Cole got the win. So that was a game you shouldn't win. Today is a game you shouldn't lose. I don't want to even hear any excuses, you know, losing today's game. It was lousy pitching. It was not great fielding. It was poor decision-making on the bases again.
Mm.
It was not the world's best at bats, especially I'm going to say in the last couple innings once they got behind. I'll get into it further. And it was by far one of the poorest managed games of the year.
Interesting.
So you have all of that. Well, look, it wasn't managed poorly. That's not fair. Everything that the manager tried today failed.
Yeah.
So it looks like he didn't do a very good job. He did what he usually does. But I thought there was a couple of things that were clearly second guessable, and we'll talk about those
as
we go
along. And our notes on the scorecard?
Yeah, we got notes on the scorecard a little later, and we'll get through all of it. But, you know, this is a game you shouldn't lose. You're up 6-1 on a terrible team, the Marlins, who can hit in general. And, you know, you cough that up. You cough it up once, then you get the lead back. You cough it up again. Those aren't games you can't. You know, you don't want to lose.
Yeah.
If you're gonna beat the Dodgers and win the division, if you want to ease your way into the playoffs, you know, you can sit back and say, well, we got 2 out of 3. It's another series win. But if you want to beat the Dodgers, then you can't blow that game. Especially on a day when the Dodgers blew their game.
Yeah, they have to be able to keep.
Yes.
They have to be able to win when the Dodgers lose.
This was a chance. You could have got within one game. But you know, you didn't do it. So, look, you pack it up and you get a day off and you welcome in the Paul Skeens-less Pirates over the weekend.
We've already talked about it, Chris.
It's unbelievable that they are facing the Pirates for the fourth series in 2 years. And Paul Skeens has dodged us every single time.
Ducked us.
I think he wants no part of us.
Well,
he wants no part of that head-to-head duel with Jackson Merrill.
I will say that now is not the best time for Jackson to be facing Paul Skeens.
Well, Jackson has not been great.
He's hanging in there.
But it sounded like, looked like he's coming out of it. Got the home run last night, had a double today, stretched it into a, third base on the air. So maybe Jackson's, climbing out of it. This is not a worrisome thing to me.
No.
This is a normal thing.
Yes.
The only thing about Jackson Merrill is that he hasn't been normal. So he hasn't gone through anything quite like this. But yeah, hopefully he'll get back out of it. But yeah, this is not a great look today. And I don't know if you heard that sound, Scraby. Listen for it. I think I hear it off in the distance right now. That is not the train coming to put the lights out on the Padres season. That is the buzzer signaling the end of the first period.
Oh, because, okay.
Today is the exact one-third mark of the 2025 season. This is game 54. You have two more 54s left.
Okay, so they've won 31
games? They've won 31
games.
I got to tell you.
So that's 93?
Yeah, that's 93. That's not what I was thinking.
No.
A week and a half ago.
No.
They were on pace for a hundo. And a hundo's a lot. But we sat there in a Padre roundtable 2 weeks ago, because I don't think there was a Padre roundtable last week.
There was not.
And we got another one tomorrow. But we sat there 2 weeks ago. And Ben Higgins went around the room, and he asked everybody how many games they're going to win based on where they were at that time. And I think we all assumed 100 was kind of almost a low watermark.
I thought I said 93.
You might have said, you might have been in the running.
Well,
but
Paul, or not Paul, Woodsy said 69.
Well, Woods said 69 because he's a doom and gloomer. But yeah, we were all going in, 100 is possible. And then we all said, well, 98's the team record. They got to break that this year. Well, they're now, thanks to this stretch. It's not been a good stretch. They're 4-8 last 12 games since we did that roundtable. So they've gone from being on 100 pace to 93. Let's be honest, 93 is not going to beat the Dodgers for the division.
No.
93 will probably get you to the postseason. But 93 is not going to beat the Dodgers. So, with everything that's gone well, the first 2 months of the season, the first period, the first third of the season, I think to come out at the end and be 31-23 almost seems like a bit of a downer. I got to tell you.
I disagree.
You do. You would have taken. Let me say it this way. Before the season, if I said 31-23, you'd have said, good. That's 93
for
pace.
The first
That's good.
Third of the season.
Right.
I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
You would have taken it, but the way this season started, the way they were going, the way they were winning consistently and pitching lights out.
Tony and I briefly talked about this.
So
the other day.
I wonder if 31-23 feels a little like a disappointment. You say no.
I think some people feel disappointed because they started 14-3. Here's the question yesterday, Chris, in Padres Pen Pals.
Okay.
Which team is this current team closer to? 14-3 start or the 14-18 as of yesterday since?
Yeah, I got, actually 14-3, your math is so good. I should never trust you to
do
math.
No, this was yesterday.
I know, but I'm still going to change your numbers. 14-3 was where they started.
That's what I'm saying.
Since then they are 17-20.
Okay, I was so doing you're it off the close. Top of my head.
Hold so on. You're nowhere close.
I'm going back to 527, which was yesterday.
Yeah,
and yesterday, I'm going to get the exact question.
As of yesterday, they were 17 and 19. As of today, they're now 17 and 20 since they started 14 and 3.
Here it is. Before yesterday's game.
Okay.
So we are not counting these two games.
What you got?
The team started 14 and 3 and then 16 and 19 since.
Yes, but you said 14 and 18. You were off.
Okay, I said 14. Okay, never just mind. Answer the question.
The bottom line is, which are they closer to? I hope they're closer to the 14 and 3 team. I think they are, but they're not the 14 and 3 team. Is that a fair way to answer that?
Yeah, Tony and I both said they're somewhere in the middle.
Well, of course they're somewhere in the middle, but I mean they.
But that's the true team that they are.
I think that they are when they're healthy. Right? You got Michael King out. He would have pitched today. You think he would have held a 6-1 lead at home? Feel like he would have. You still have had Darvish out. You're still using minor leaguers mostly in left field. I'd hate to say that about Gavin Sheets now that he's in left field.
He's getting better.
He's getting
hitting a lot
crazy,
better.
But he's only there to hold down the spot until he can get a real left fielder.
Yes.
So, you know, and we've talked about all the other issues. But I don't think they're a 17 and 20 team either. And that's, you know, that's a pretty good sample size. That's 37 games, and they've been three games under 500. So that's cause to say, don't feel great.
Okay, what record would make you feel good?
I felt like when they were on pace to win 100 2 weeks ago, to be at 93 seems disappointing. And so I thought 32 and, you know, the win today would have given them a pace of 96. It's one game, but it sounds a lot better.
Baseball is just one of those games where it's...
You can't overreact to one loss. You can't overreact to one win. But you can be disappointed when the team plays 4-8 against, you know, a medium schedule.
Yes, I agree with that. And today, you could be extremely disappointed by today because that
There's
was
no
they gave that game away.
No, when we go through the notes on a scorecard, you're going to be like, oh, man.
Here's one
not
thing.
Not good.
I would have taken before the season as well. If you were to say 1/3 through the season,
right.
the Padres are going to be two games behind the Dodgers in the National League West, I would have said, sign me up.
Cannot disagree with that. For once, you're right.
Wait, hold on. Let me get this going.
Scraby's point is really good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Look, Scraby's points often are good as long as they don't include math issues.
That's true, but I just did. Well, I was looking at the website, so.
All right, we'll take our first break. We're going to have notes on a scorecard in a little bit. We're going to take you through. We're going to drag you through the muck and mire that was this game today. Some other stuff going on. We'll catch you up on that. Good news for San Diego State's basketball team.
Yes.
Just came in a little bit ago. We'll pass that along to you. Gwen and Chris, underway.
Now at Verizon. They're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You're in luck here. All of you out there. Although maybe some of you say, enough's enough of you, Chris. There is an extra hour of the program today.
Oh.
Yeah. So the people that say enough's enough, sorry, you're going to have to put up with me for an extra hour. Scraby will be here, and we'll kind of combine the Chronicles with Gwen and Chris. From 6 to 7 tonight.
Yeah, I talked to Adam, and we both think it makes sense to just go Gwen and Chris, but put a little Scraby spin.
There will be a little Scraby spice involved.
I mean, we'll get to it at the end of the show, but there's a big old schedule change happening here at the station
just
for the
next 10 days. I know Braden's off. His mom, I believe, is celebrating a milestone birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they're going out to a big trip overseas.
Yes, they are. Yeah,
to celebrate that.
So
you will be moving off of the Gwen and Chris show for a while, and I hope it goes well. We may forget about you while you're gone.
It's fine with
me. Will we still want you back when the time is over?
If I'm being honest,
you don't care.
If I'm being honest, I'm like more curious to see how little I actually matter to the show.
Oh, get out. You matter a lot.
Because it's going to be like at the end, everything's going to be fine. Everybody's going to get in their routine.
No.
I do have to say, if we're going to say happy birthday to Braden's mom, I would like to say happy birthday to my mom. It is her birthday today.
Oh.
Yes. She was in the hospital after having me way back when.
Oh.
And so she spent her 22nd or 23rd birthday in the hospital.
Many decades ago.
Yes. 1985, that was.
Because your birthday is very close to your mom's.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. You just passed yours a few days ago.
Your wife was
yesterday.
Happy
birthday to Lori. My wife was yesterday. Everybody's having birthdays.
How do I know your wife's birthday, but I don't know anyone else's birthday?
Yeah. You know what? Fortunately, I know her birthday as well, because otherwise I don't think I would have made it this long. Anyway, happy birthday. Everybody's having their birthdays out there. All right, so we're here till 7. A couple of quick things. I mentioned good news for the Aztecs basketball. It's really good news. Miles Bird is coming back. He announced that he has withdrawn his name from the NBA draft. Says, quote, "I have unfinished business." Back at San Diego State. Mark Ziegler had the story just a little while ago.
If anybody could see my shifty eyes.
What does that mean?
Means he knew he wasn't going to get drafted.
I don't know. I think he would have been drafted in the second round.
You really think so?
Yeah, I think he feels he can improve his position by coming back.
I'm all for it.
Number one. Number two, I don't know what the Aztecs are paying, but NIL is just as lucrative as probably money you're making as a second round pick. And why not maybe increase your visibility, you know?
I totally get why he did it.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, it was a no-brainer for me.
This would not have been the case before NIL, okay? Before the NIL, Bird would have been gone. He would have taken some money and gone to the NBA and started his career and seen where that tech took him. But he can now make a bunch of money to play here for the next year.
I'm happy he's here. I'm happy he's back.
But I'm just saying.
And Magoon Gwath is back. This team is going to look great.
And Reese Waters is back from injury, we assume.
Yep.
And then you added all these other guys and the five-star recruit they got out of high school.
Yep.
So anyway,
they got a lot going on down there.
Good for them. Good for Dutch.
Yes.
All right, here's a couple more things I just want to try to put in perspective. And then we'll get to the notes on a scorecard in the next segment. And tear things down, because today was not good, right? I didn't enjoy it.
You didn't enjoy it.
There's no fan who could have liked today. And I think there's a lot of people that are going to take blame in this game that you might not be thinking of. Not going to blame Gavin Sheets, though. I'm not going that crazy. Gavin Sheets is
the man.
He is, and we had him on for Friar Friday, and ever since then, he's been hitting home run after home run.
No kidding. How many games did he go last week? Like four in a row or something?
Two against the Blue Jays on that Thursday, right. and then he hit one against Chris Sale, and then he hit one on Sunday.
The one against Chris Sale's the one, because that's lefty on lefty, where everybody says he can't hit lefty.
Yeah, he hit it.
Hey, Chris Sale, you're not going to get a lot better lefty than that.
Oh, he hit it.
Sheets has got the confidence right now, for sure. But we'll get into notes on a scorecard. But here's what I want to try to put in perspective, and then you think of this however you want to think of it out there. Because, as you said, Scraby, the Padres are somewhere in between the 14-3 team that started the season and the 17-20 that has happened since. Because 17-20 is not a playoff season at all. But we know they're in between somewhere.
Yes.
For those who think they're closer to the 17-20, and we're getting enough.
And there's many.
Yes, we're getting enough tweets and DMs and people complaining and this, that, and the other to understand there's a lot of you who think they're closer to the 17-20. I just want to point this out, and then you go with it from where you want to. Dodgers, last 23 games, including their loss today, blew the big lead. Bullpen. Yep. Mm-hmm. Tanner Scott, fifth blown save.
Yeah, he's been bad this year.
ERA 4.62, gave up four runs today to lose the game.
Wow.
All right, so Tanner Scott, I'm just saying, but with that loss, Dodgers 11-12, their last 23 games. Giants, much longer, last 43 games. Giants are 21-22. Padres, as we said, are in a 17-20. All three of those teams, we assume, are the best teams in the National League. The Diamondbacks, by the way, are currently two games below 500.
Yeah, yeah.
After they lost today. So I'm not even thinking about them at the moment. I know a lot of you are, going to be worried about them. Zach Gallen all of a sudden can't get anyone out.
Yeah,
he got bombed again today.
Yes, he did.
They lost 10-1 and he got lit up again. What's happened to him? Ask Sandy Alcantara. I don't know what's happened to either of those two guys. But the Diamondbacks aren't even a contender at the moment. But yeah, Padres, Giants, Dodgers, they're all in a losing way over the last month or better. Philadelphia Phillies got the best record in the National League today. But remember, they started the season 13-13. Their first 26 games, they were nothing better than a 500 team. Pretty sure that the talk show guy there in Philadelphia, when they lost that last one, said, "Season's over. We're 5.5 past the Mets. They just swept us. We'll never catch them." And John Crux said, "Shut up."
He said, over 100 games to go, it's going to be tough.
We have no chance of catching them over the last 120 games. But so keep, I'm giving you all of these numbers to keep it in perspective. It's not a good stretch at all. Doesn't sugarcoat it. Just goes to show baseball is similar like this. You go 500 for a month and a half, but the good teams rip off a 14-3, and they do it two or three times, and that's how they win a division or get into a playoff. Pretty normal.
Can I tell you my Scraby breakdown from last week in regards to that? Like, Padres were, as of last Friday, Padres were 2-8 in their last 10 games.
Right.
These teams made the playoffs losing 8 of 10 games at some point during the year last year. Royals did it twice. The Orioles, Tigers, Mets, Phillies, Yankees. 2023, the Rangers lost 9 straight and won the World Series.
Right.
Diamondbacks lost 9 straight starting on August 1st, still went to the World Series. Marlins lost 9 in a row, were a wild card team. The Dodgers won 104 games in 2017, but they had a 10-game losing streak and they went to the World Series. Meaning, the sky is not falling when you lose the 8 of 10 or 6 in a row this early in the season.
Yeah, but when you blow a 6-1 lead to the lowly Marlins and lose 10-8 at home today,
fair.
We are going to rip the team in the notes on a scorecard, and that is coming up next on Gwen and Chris. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Remember, a bonus hour today. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. Padres fell to the Marlins today. 10-8. Yikes. A game they led 6-1. What happened to the greatest bullpen ever created? Not today. We will get into the notes on a scorecard in a moment. Want to remind everybody that this is the happy hour. Even though we're not too happy today, It's brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing. So is swim season. Call GL Pools and mention the word radio. Get yourself a free month of pool service. Highly recommend. For those who are wondering, I actually really was on a little vacation for the week. No, I did not sleep on my shoulder wrong.
Oh.
Couldn't come to work.
Oh.
I thought I'd just get that cheap shot out of the way.
You know, I did. Michael King and I share a birthday.
I love Michael King.
Me
but
too.
That one, I just wish they could have told us something different. You know, strained it, throwing, warming up.
No, that sleeping. Would be way worse.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, I would much rather him wake up with a sore.
No, if he was sore, if he hurt himself, you know, working out, it's better than rolling over on your shoulder wrong
you,
in
like,
bed.
In all seriousness,
no?
I have definitely woken up on my shoulder weird.
Okay,
and it has hurt for like a day and a half.
Yeah.
And I'm not even throwing
but
a baseball at all.
You're not a major league athlete. You're not a professional athlete.
Wouldn't you rather him err on the side of caution than go and try to fight through it and then out for the year?
No. I'm talking about, yes, he's got to sit out. He's hurt. But how he got hurt. I'd rather him have gotten hurt warming up, playing catch, doing something, not
Spencer
sleeping.
Strider pulled his hamstring playing catch a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
We're talking about Michael King
right now.
I know.
It does hurt, though. It
really hurts when he should have been pitching today and with a 6-1 lead, and they would have won this game.
Yeah.
So these things matter.
How many, because I asked this yesterday as well. Like, now that he's actually on the IL, which is retroactive, so it's not the full 15 days. It's the last time he pitched before he went on the IL.
Okay.
How many game or how many starts do you think
two.
He misses?
Misses I
think
two.
Okay. You're
optimistic.
He's going
to miss two.
All right, you're optimistic.
We'll see. 1-0 Carolina is on the board against Florida. Carolina must win, or the defending Stanley Cup champion Panthers go to the finals. They're up 3-1. Speaking of 1-0, Cubs over the Rockies, bottom of the second. I don't have time to laugh at the Rockies right now. Timberwolves will try to stay alive at OKC.
That game's
underway shortly.
Next time you go to Denver, can you please... I'm going to set up a guest spot on one of the Denver radio stations so that you can scold all of their fans for continuing to go
it's
to games.
It's incredible.
I brought it up yesterday.
It's incredible.
They've won 9 games this year, and they have the 10th highest paid attendance rate in Major League Baseball. How does that even compute?
The Cleveland Spiders, the Spideys of 1899.
The Spideys.
1899. We're going back 3 centuries ago. Not
three?
This century, not last century, but the century before.
Okay.
1899.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a century's 100.
They lost 134 games. At the 1/3 mark this year, Rockies on pace for $1.35. It's just inconceivable.
It can't
that
keep
that
going
could happen.
This bad.
It just can't. But it will. all right. We'll keep you up to date on Thunder and Wolves. I'm going to talk a little NBA in a bit, but right now, let's check traffic. And then Scraby says we have a new open for the notes on a scorecard, so let's hear that.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
What did Chris like? What does Chris want to clean up? Observations written on a grocery list. Notes on a scorecard starts now.
Yeah, and here's my first mishap of the day.
I know.
I don't have the notes actually on the grocery list today because even though I wrote them there, I left them at home. Brilliant. Not the dumbest thing I've done this week, though.
I said, you have about 40 minutes until the show starts. You live so close.
I didn't want to. I kind of redid them. But not the dumbest thing I did this week. Dumbest thing I did this week was get home from Denver on Sunday night, land at, you know, the old 9:30 Sunday night, 10 o'clock, you're kind of exhausted, you're tired thing, carrying an over-the-shoulder duffel bag, kind of been carrying it, you know, carry-on luggage all day, dragging it through airports. We get out to the Uber island, my wife and I.
Oh, man, that place is a...
It's a bit of a...
It's a wasteland.
It's a bit of a battle, yeah. You're kind of waiting for your Uber.
No, that's my Uber.
Yeah,
no,
right.
That's
you're
my
fighting,
Uber.
Right. So I put it down. I was tired. I put the thing down on the ground. And like you just said, we saw the Uber, and my wife's, oh, there he is! That kind of thing. Got to race over there through traffic, you know, cutting people off.
Even though it's your Uber, you have to make sure you get there first.
Yes, don't want somebody to take it. I got in the Uber, got all the way home, pulled the luggage out. Where's the duffel bag?
What?
Where's the duffel bag? I left it.
In the back seat?
No, it wasn't. Oh. I left it at the airport. On the ground there at the Uber.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And just a little bit of advice out there. Leave a bag unattended at an airport.
Oh,
they
is
don't
that bad?
Like it. They don't
that
like that.
Bad?
The harbor police get in on it. The airport authorities get in on it. You know, they want you to get a lawyer to try to get your bag out of the lost and found.
They put it. They send a robot over to like poke the bag.
You have to describe it to a T. I had to tell them what was in it. Luckily, I had Scott Miller's book. The book he wrote about the skippers, which by the way, I've been enjoying it.
Okay.
So I highly recommend to everybody to get Scott Miller's book.
And but you named that as something in your
bag? I said, yes, there's a book in there, and I named it, and they said, okay, that's a match.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the thing that put me over the top so I could get my bag back.
Scott Miller saving Chris's bag.
Saved the bag.
I got to ask, though.
Thank you, Scott.
Was it scary that you were trying to get your bag back? Like, did you think that they were going to arrest you for something?
No. But you got to admit you're a bozo. You know, I'm like, I'm stupid. I left my bag out there. And everybody kind of like, yeah, well, it's long gone. I mean, the harbor guy, police took it. Where'd he go? That way.
What do you mean that way? So it was, you know, it was a battle.
That is brutal.
And I have, of course, you know, that was the first thing I did when I got home was jump in the car and drive back to the airport to try to get there before anything, you know, untoward happened.
I wouldn't even know where to go.
Well, you go where you left it, and
I guess
you just hope
right.
you hope that it's there, but it wasn't there,
oh,
and then
man.
The wild goose chase ensued.
I'm glad you got your bag back, though.
I didn't get it back till the next day. Yeah, did not get it that night. So
I kind of am a little happy that there's so many hoops you have to jump through.
Yes, yeah, I agree. You shouldn't be able to get it back easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. We all learned right. something today about our
yes,
our
don't
processes.
Don't leave your bag there when you pick up the Uber. All right, here we go with the notes on a scorecard. Let's start with this. First thing I noticed today and looked for was the Miami Marlin lineup. Would the kid Simon be in there today?
Yes.
And he wasn't. And three errors last night. Honestly, he should have had four. They took one away or changed it and made an error into a hit earlier in the game, or he would have had four errors. Two of them on successive plays. You felt awful for him. A couple of things. A, class moves by everyone involved. Fernando, Manny, the rest, who got in touch with this young man and said, hey, it happens. Keep your head up.
I believe they texted him.
Yeah. A lot of people did. Luis Castillo, former Marlin infielder.
Wow.
Fernando said it straight up in his interview after the game. They're all stick together on a thing like this. It could happen to any ball player. But that was particularly bad.
It was.
Mark Grant shared a funny story today. Did you hear it?
I did not, no.
And you're going to like it because we hate Bob Brenly.
Okay.
Bob Brenly was a catcher for the Giants when Mark Grant pitched there in the mid-80s. But one day, Brenly had to play third base for some other whatever reason.
Oh, no.
And he made four errors in one inning. At third base, Bob Brenly.
Okay.
So, Simon is certainly not alone, but here's the rub. In that same game, bottom of the ninth, Bob Brenly came up and hit a walk-off homer.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, well, then
can you believe
you go.
That
there
all happened?
That all of that.
Yeah, maybe they should have kept Simon in last night. He might have saved the day for the Marlins.
I don't know that he was in the mental headspace to be.
He didn't look like he was. No.
They were saying on the radio, Bob Scanlon was telling a story about how he was in the minor leagues, and this is like a very abridged version of the story.
Right.
But there was a pitcher who kept throwing over guys' heads. He could not find the control over anything. So after a few starts, still couldn't find the control, hit someone, walked off the field, and never pitched again because he just didn't feel like he could control his pitches.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, I got called out on Twitter last night because Simon was crying on the field. And I said after Roki Sasaki.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah. Number one, there's no crying for Roki Sasaki because he was the one who made a spectacle out of everything. Simon's just there playing baseball. Like, he didn't ask for fame, he didn't ask for any of that, and he was crying because he played so bad that it was worth some tears, in my opinion. But I'm not going to take back what I said about Roki Sasaki, because the situations are completely different.
Speaking of, the next thing I noticed today was Sandy Alcantara. Like, how is it possible that a guy can go from the 2022 Cy Young Award? It's only a couple years ago. I remember him pitching one afternoon at Petco that year and embarrassing the Padres. Like, just, they couldn't hit the ball past the mound. Now, you or I could get a hit off this guy.
Ugh.
He's 2-7. His ERA went up today now to 8.47. That's not easy to do when you start the game at 8.04.
Yeah. That is not
And
easy.
Because the Marlins came back in the game, he avoided becoming the first Marlin ever to lose eight consecutive starts. Does everybody still want this guy in a trade at the trade deadline?
I'll take a chance
Somebody
on him.
Somebody wants him, right? Are you going to
get him with the Whisperer? Come on now. The Whisperer could fix anything.
You would think. All right, so you say yes. You say you would still, despite what he's doing. He can't get anyone out. He can't locate any pitches. He walks everybody. He walked three in one inning today in the five-run inning.
He pitches for the Marlins.
Well, I don't care if you walk three guys in an inning and throw meatballs down the middle.
I know.
It doesn't matter who you're pitching for. You're going to get hit. He's not getting hit just because he pitches for the Marlins.
If he was to be traded before the year, the trade package would have been much bigger. But now, I mean, I think you could probably sneak in a pretty good package.
So you're saying you want him. Still. Interesting.
I'm willing to give him a shot for the right price.
All right. Early in the ballgame, Gavin Sheets got the Padres on the board.
Yes.
RBI. Later, he hit the two-run homer. It just gets me thinking of how weird it all is. And it's also a chance for me to take a shot at Juan Soto. But Gavin Sheets is making $1.6 million. He was an afterthought to play outfield for the Padres this year. 11 homers, 34 RBIs. Remember, this is the 1/3 mark, so he's on pace now for over 100 RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
275, 833 OPS. Juan Soto, 0-4 today in the Mets' loss. Has 8 homers, 3 fewer. Has 25 RBIs, 9 fewer. Is hitting 224, 50 points lower. And a 745 OPS, which is always Soto's saving grace that he gets walks and all of that. He's not even doing that well.
And it's,
he's 100 points lower than Sheets in OPS. It's that just makes no sense. But I love it, and nonetheless, don't you?
Yeah, I mean he's getting the treatment of New York media,
right,
because
he's
New York media
obliterated.
Wrote an article the other day about all the times that he has not swung the bat this year at pitches he
and
should
he
have.
And he doesn't care that people are ripping him.
No, I think it's getting
but
to him.
You either are a robot
and he's not,
or it is getting to you a little.
It has to get
it
to
just
you.
Has to. So I kind of like it. The Padres lost today despite going 4-for-5 with runners in scoring position. That might be one of the more annoying things of the day.
That is extremely annoying.
Yeah. 4-for-5. They don't ever go 4-for-5, first of all. And when they do, you expect them to win.
Nothing makes sense. A lockdown bullpen gives up a bunch of runs.
Yeah.
They go 4-for-5 with runners in scoring position and they lose.
And they lose. So this wasn't good. They had 3 RBI hits in the fifth inning alone, and Fernando got thrown out at the plate. And again, I like aggressive. I don't know how to keep explaining myself. And with 2 outs, I'll give it to you a little bit because it's a time to take a chance. But you don't take one when the third base coach puts both arms up and says, don't go. You just don't. That's not the time. And Fernando's superhuman, and he's made it a few other times, so I know that's what he was thinking.
Tim Leeper was very adamant about stopping.
I know. You got to button things down there. I know it's 6-1, but you took the bat out of Jackson Merrill's hands. He was up next.
Yeah.
And maybe he hits a 3-run homer, and now it's really over.
Yeah.
But I'm not overly critical of this. There's something later that I'm going to be more critical of that's even smaller.
Okay, let me talk about this then, because I've been on the train. Fernando can do whatever he wants.
Okay.
He can go and try to steal a base if he wants to. But in this circumstance, when your coach is telling you to stop, not like just going, maybe stop, when he's like, stop, you got to stop. Like, that was a wasted out right there. And it ends up, like you said, Jackson Merrill could have hit a 3-run home run, or they could have put on some more or put up some more runs in that inning. That was not a smart decision, and I will have to admit that.
Okay. Like I said, I've been madder at Fernando's base running than in this case. This wasn't a bad move by Mike Shildt. Mike Shildt. Yeah, it's been a while. I've been gone for a week. Who's the manager? Kyle Hart just couldn't get through the fifth. He wanted to help get him through. And when you gave up the hit to the lefty, and then you give up another hit to a righty, and then you give up another hit, and now it's 6-3, you need a fresh arm there. And a righty was at bat. It was the right move to take him out. One out away from winning the game. you know, Morgan comes in. That's a tough spot for a guy in his second major league game. And Otto Lopez is not exactly, you know, knocking on Babe Ruth's door, but a three-run homer ties the game. It was the first of many moves that just didn't work today. And again, there's only one that I'm going to be a little critical of because I think it's fair to second guess. I would bring Jason Adam in with the runner at third and one out because he's likely to get the strikeout and get you out of the inning and you hold on to the lead. So they take Matsui out. They bring Jason Adam in. What are the odds that Jason Adam goes wild pitch, single, single, single? And they would have got more runs, but the one kid got thrown out at the plate on the relay.
Yep.
Jason Adam just did not have a good day. And when Jason Adam doesn't have a good day, it all kind of falls apart around you because he's such a key guy. But even though he didn't have a good day, Sheets' homer put him in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
He was that close to being 6-0. He's your go-to guy when you want to get lucky and win a game at the end. But it didn't work today because he continued to struggle the next inning. And my thing wasn't bringing Wandy in for Jason Adam. My thing was once the bases were loaded and Wandy had faced three hitters and there were two outs and you're still up by one and their best hitter today, Ramirez, who had four hits, their best hitter today was Ramirez. I think Suarez should have come in right there and got the final out of the eighth inning. I just do. I don't trust Wandy. You don't trust Wandy. You don't trust Wandy.
He's pointing to the camera.
Right. And Wandy, lefty on righty, with the game basically up for grabs, top of the eighth, a base hit, they take the lead. An out, you win the game. I get Suarez there. You were going to pitch him in the ninth. It's you don't want to go the extra out, but today I would have. That's my, you know, it's a second guess, right? It didn't work. But
he's done it before this year.
I think Suarez gets that last out. You know, maybe he doesn't, but he should be called upon to get it.
I think there's too much. I got to look into the stats on Wandy Peralta, but I think there's too much trust being given right now in spots where he shouldn't be trusted.
I don't disagree right now.
His ground ball rate is great, but he hasn't been throwing ground balls.
Here's my final thing of the day. And I got another minute.
Yes.
What time's the break? 55?
Yes.
I got to take a second on this one, but I want you to think about it during the break. You know he's Manny Machado.
Yes.
But I don't like when even Manny Machado does a poor decision baseball intelligence-wise because I think he's one of the smartest players I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But I think when you're up with two outs in the ninth, trailing by two runs, and the count is 2-0, you got to take a pitch. And you got to try to get a walk. You got to try to get on. Because you need two runs to tie the game. You got Merrill next. Manny flails at a 2-0 pitch, pops up, game over. That's, to me, not the smartest. Now, 99% I want Manny swinging 2-0 because he's going to hack. Not there.
You missed all the conversation yesterday about is Manny clutch, and today he was not clutch.
I just think that was a bad move. All right, we got a bonus hour. More Gwynn and Chris on its way. Stick around.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.